With the season of graduation here, it is hard not to reflect on goals accomplished, the work left to do, and our dreams for tomorrow. In this same vein, on June 7th, we celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore. The mission of the Alliance is to market this region as a world-class place to live, work, learn, and invest. So to that end, just how world-class are we? Where should we focus our efforts, and what is left to do? The Brookings Institution has a perspective. When it comes to economic development today, the keys are growing from within, boosting trade, and investing in people and skills. On that front, the Baltimore region is one of 19 global cities classified by Brookings as knowledge capitals, mid-sized, highly productive metro areas relying on a highly educated workforce, innovative universities, and sound infrastructure connectivity. Our peers are cities like Boston, Denver, Seattle, and San Francisco. But Brookings also reminds us that we are on the cusp of falling out of this ranking. We are lagging behind the national average in economic output. According to Brookings, strong metro economic growth correlates with a quality of opportunity. We need to make sure all of Baltimore is included in our increased prosperity. Advanced industries such as telecommunications, energy, software, and pharmaceuticals create good-paying jobs, half of which do not require a college degree. It is vital that we nurture the growth of businesses in these sectors. Let's build from our strengths so we can make the next 20 years even more successful than our first 20 years. For the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore and M&T Bank, I am Augie Chisera.